As Malaysia's MCO extension comes into effect, let's see what we all can remember with the new implementations so that we do not have to go through another extra 2 weeks. These are the few important changes and rules that you need to take note of. Supermarkets, restaurants, petrol stations and food deliveries will only be opened from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, so do not try to leave home after that. Only one person is allowed to travel in the car to purchase anything outside your home, so do not get creative by saying you're lonely. Contactless deliveries by all food delivering services are encouraged, so do not touch Mr. Foodpanda's hand. No matter how much you long for human contact, there will be plenty of roadblocks everywhere and police will be taking stern action, so you can run but you cannot hide. Malaysians returning from abroad will be taken to a quarantine center and will not be able to see their families, so stay strong. It is for theirs and your best interests. Public transportation will be from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. so do not go waiting for a train at any other time. Private vehicles are allowed only from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. so do not go for jalan-jalan after curfew. Few taxis and e-hailing services will be available from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. every day, but do remember social distancing, especially when you're in the car. Commercial vehicles are encouraged to be on the road only from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. so for the betterment of our country. Try la recreational, social and religious activities are 100% not allowed, so please recreate, socialize and pray within the four walls of your home. Ceiling prices of face masks have been lowered by 50 cents, so do not be so stingy to spend RM1.50 for the benefit of yours and others. And there you have it, all the new changes you need to know for MCO Part 2. As our frontliners literally put their lives on the line to battle this epidemic, please do your part and follow the rules imposed on by our government. The thought of staying at home for 2 weeks is horrendous, but what's worse is the thought of still staying at home even after the 2 weeks is over. With that in mind, #stayhome, #stay safe and let us look to being done with COVID-19 once and for all. Also read, 5 ways Malaysians can still do their part while staying home during the MCO period. You have reached the end of this story.